Beginnt kein Daven sagt es bam mit sie Daf lam dal beginnt mit auf beginnt es macht beginnt die Gemara dem mal die Mifter well was it is even going to happen maybe he's going to admit it'll be Patrick Peter to explain no tell me my law he does maybe he's going to be quick to admit could me she boy you aid him before witness will come and meine could up that's like Rab Dama that he says moid beknas if someone admits to a penalty bakha boy aid him and then when this will come Patrick is going to be exempt. Now, Toys Bali says, Avgav, must think about Rubodo, from the Mishnah in Bobby coming up and down in base. Taikinon, we infer from the Mishnah, like Rav, not like Rav. So, that's just meaning, it says Toys Alpi Atzmoy, based on his own admission, Dumin Dalpi Erechon, similar to that of one witness that we actually are Machayim based on two witnesses. So, Toys Lufi Maskon, the Hossam, according to the Gemara's conclusion over there, Dumin that says, Mistabim Lusid Rav, that's logical. The teaching of Rav is b'shchiv atzmei v'ken when he obligates himself in the principle. V'ayta the pata atzmei v'klum, but where he exempted himself from nothing, loyimar, then he didn't save his teaching. So loyimafkim the Rav is, and the Mishnah is actually not excluding from Rav, and actually v'ken alocha the alocha is like Rav, and v'leik shmul, and not like shmul the mechayv the holds that you are liable if witnesses subsequently come, which again are circuits like Rav, not like shmul. How do you know that's alocha? Because Rabbi Yochanan sabenami hasam. He just holds over the part of that you're exempt. Now we know Shmuel Rabbi Yechonon, Machlig Shmuel Rabbi Yechonon, Aloch Rabbi Yechonon. Kedam Perek Mishnah too, like the Gemara says, every time I'm saying in business, but that is the Aloch, the way it sounds like from our sugya, that if Moed V'Knaz Bach Gabo Edim, you're going to be part. Next test matter begins the Gemara, Inami, or also the Kaim V'Agam. The ramification is if the animal's in the swamp at that time. So it's Tesis Tame, it's a wonder, because the Nehmer, why don't you say, Nasa Kamala, it's like as if he said to him, Liksha Tignib, Vitashlimani, when it gets stolen and you pay me, Hari Pradasikunur Lachma Akshav, that your cow is going to be acquired to you from now, Samachli Geneva, and there should maybe be a vav over there, and Samachli Geneva. So it's both from now and from right before it gets stolen. Ah, the Hashta Kani, so now it will be acquired, if it means Pagam, even if it's in this one. Kedom Rabbi Yechonon, Perka Isha Shnaflug, like Rabbi Yechonon says, Ksubidav, pay base him out. Let's say someone says, "Mashach parazu, do mashiach on this cow, v'tikn lach me'achshav ula achar shleishim yom, and acquire it from now and from after 30 days." So it's like both now and then. So it kind of acquires it if Allah matis ba'agam, even if it's subsequently in the swamp. But because it's simple and silly, they won't acquire, which is what the Gemara is trying to show as an afkmina, the shearings of the wool and the offspring. Even though he says from right now, because the acquisition is not finished until the second half, which is close to the time when it's stolen. Someone comes along and engages a woman from now and after 30 days. And then someone else comes along and engages her from now and after 20 days. And then someone else comes along and engages her from now and after 10 days. And then Ba'ach b'kitchum achshav, and someone that's come engaged to her from now, afilahin may, even if there's 100 of them, kulam, tavisim ba, they all take effect. Why? Because the cholchad v'chad rafchal l'chaveir shavik, each one left space with the other one to take effect. So you see that it's only finished then. So why can't you say that agam will not be an afkamina? It will be for the gizah b'lad zeb, but not in the agam, because you're saying from now and after 30 days. Or meaning, and in our case, and from when the geneva happens. So it says, maybe you could say, no, the Kedushin Alimi, no, you can't bring a raya from Kedushin. Kedushin is a stronger for the second one to take effect. And since there's space, because the kin is not finished in the first one, so the second one doesn't get removed. Over here, the sharings of the wool and the offspring, at the minimum, those that are there when he gives it over, Ahani me'achshav, it helps from right now, l'knoisa, to acquire it, somach l'knoivasa, close to when it's stolen, l'mafrei retroactive. So, it shouldn't be a nafkemina, l'gizav, l'gizav. And therefore, the Gemara has to say, it's not, and then you have the question, so what's the nafkemina? So, that's what the Gemara has to say, that, no, it is regarding ha'agam, and because we're not saying, only saying, there should be somach l'knoivasa, not the way Tosis is attempting to say, oh, it could still be from now and from later, because no, now and later will not be true. It will be retroactive, and then you won't have a nafkamina. Because it's different than the case of Kedushin, that we proved that is doing something, but not the whole thing. Next, there's not the Gemara. Okay, El Mahalak El Mashimna. So rather from here, since his contradictory inferences, he can't learn enough from here. So he says, Tim, it's a one, because Kivni Kashli Rachel is safer, since having a difficulty with the inferences of the beginning and the end. Name, why don't you say Nasa that it's like as if it's that? Because I'm in a peck common the condition, like we said in the first peck condition of Hema Bays. And therefore particular Biyechan, that would be difficult according to Biyechan. Why don't you say that the first inference is the primary, and the second half is saying, oh, and it's like this, when it's not. As the Gemara says, the same idea in Kedushin. There's something else you can say is no. Here, the reason why we pick it, the Reisha case, is not to say it's the primary inference. The Shilam Noked, the reason why we pick the case of he paid, is Labaya, well, according to Abaya, the Perek of Gezer Kamen, the Gemara brings above a Kamen, called Chesem Ral, Larura is coming to teach, Im Nishba Vishilim, that if he swears, and even after he swore to exempt, he then pays, that's coming to teach us, no, the Inna Keva Shilim, he's not going to get the Keva, it's only if he actually pays without swearing, and the Lerabah who disagrees, it's actually Larura coming to teach us, Shilim, if he paid, Ava Pisha Nishba Tchila, even though he actually initially did swear, which he disagrees with Rabbi, that's coming to teach us, the Keva Shilim, that the Keva is going to be his. And, but Lerutzli Shava, when it says he didn't want to swear, he means he didn't want to maintain his oath. But if he says I will pay, could be in nishbet chila that if he swore first, I mean there in a kibush kibush is not going to be his, but could be if he didn't swear first, then could be just saying in mishalim would be enough. So therefore, that doesn't contradict Rabbi Yechonon because it's not coming to tell us the inference. It's asking how many times the case of Shilim regarding the Machlekes Abaye and Ravo, as the Gemara says in Bava Kamma. Next, the Tezmat to begin with the words of Gemara, Shayel at Shisham. Shayel only on when he pays. It's not enough to say that he's going to pay. Why? Because since he gets all the pleasure, so it doesn't get it by just saying. He has to actually pay. Now, so it says, according to that reasoning, even if he stipulates, Gemara talks about later on Tzadigdal Menav that he wants to be like a Shemachinim, still like Kana, he's not going to acquire Cheshom until he pays. Because ultimately, Kala no Shalai. But now, whereas all time with the Le'el, according to the reasoning brought previously, Dimishom Le Shchicha, it's only because it's not common for Mesamach Masvalacha, Im Hisna Lis Kishemachinim. So then, if he stipulates to have the Alacha like a Shemachinim, which the exemption is now not only Mesamach Masvalacha, it's also other things too. Then Kana Kefal, then he actually does acquire the Kefal, but Megi Depatik Navshe, because he could have exempted himself in the Veda, that by claiming he was stolen the laws, which that is the Shchich, which that is Kama. So that's a ramification between these two different interpretations. Then next test, Mata begins the Gemara, Lishna Kamdi Rav Papa. So according to the first version of Papa, Vatu Lavatu Yufti, that's not a refutation. The question is regarding the second Lishna. Because in the first Lishna, the Omar, if he says, Erin Mishalim, he says, I'm going to pay, that like Kana Kefal, he does not acquire. It does not acquire kefil. Avol shilim kana kefil, but if he pays, he acquires kefil. Now, that's our version of Tosef Maschil brings down. Now, Rabbi Nachman Gars, his gears is actually the other way around. Not that the first one's not a tiyufto, because, like we're saying, the our version holds that if you say you're going to pay, it's not going to kefil, but if you pay. Well, that's like Rav Papa that you'll be acquiring. The first version of Rav Papa definitely is refutation. Why? Since Rav Papa explains the reasoning, Mishum Leishchik is not common. So I Tamashach Afel V'Shilim. So that's not only by saying that you can pay that applies. It's not common that even if you actually pay, that won't exempt you. And therefore, that's a refutation. So this that he picks Amar Harin V'Shalim. He says he's going to pay. That's Mishum Denokit Gabi Shemachin Mishem Esachah. That's because we wanted to tell you the Chiddush the other way for them, that it works even by Amma. So Nokit Nami Gabi Shal, so Bishal also Amma. But the truth is, even if you pay, it doesn't work. Well, that's refuted from the Braisa, which says that if you do pay, then he does get the Kefal.